everyone, thank you so much for listening in to the Resilient Campus podcast. I really, really appreciate each and every one of you. Some of you I get to see on a daily basis in person, and some of you we only interact virtually or online. And just know that I really appreciate the support that each and every one of you have shown. You know, one of the asks that I am doing right now and really practicing how to ask for help and support is for you to review it on iTunes. So if you haven't reviewed the podcast on iTunes yet, I would love for you, and I would just be so honored if you would go and write a review. The more reviews that we get on iTunes, it actually drives more people to the podcast. And who wouldn't want to be a part of sharing the knowledge and the gospel that each of these guests have really uplifted and shared with us along our journey? You know, season one, as I've come to frame it, as I've understood that I'm heading into actually curating a season two for you folks, season one has really featured some amazing individuals. And I just want to really give a shout out and uplift their names once again, because we started off our season with the one and only Jason Jackson. And I get to see Jason every so often here in Minneapolis, and he is just an honor to be in community with. We then talked with Dolan, a good friend of mine, and Dr. John Paul, Dar Mayweather, Sinclair Caesar, who continues to fill my email inbox with just really honest, authentic, inspirational words through his listserv. So if you're not on Sinclair Caesar's listserv, please check that out. He is the SA pro next door. We then talked with Bree Serrano, and Bree is doing amazing work, you know, in a doctorate program right now, and is doing some really important work uplifting queer and trans people of color in their work. We, you know, I giggled a lot with our next guest, Jamie Piperato, who is just such a cool person, I think, to just kind of, you know, have conversation with. She's just really fun and, you know, is really humble in how Jamie embodies all the identities that she has in this world, and is just such an authentic and honest person to be around. Then we talked with Jessica Pettit, who, you know, to this day, I haven't met Jessica in person, and I think that it'll happen one day. So that was, you know, fun talking to someone that I hadn't met in person before, and but just had, you know, seen Jessica's work on social media and on LinkedIn, and just really being curious about, you know, how do we get more people to be in those roles where they're able to build an organization or build some sort of impact, some platform for impact like Jessica has. And Jessica wrote a book and talked about that on the podcast episode. And that was that actually, for those of you listening into this on Saturday, that episode is coming out on Monday. So look forward to that. Then, you know, what's coming up to conclude our first season is a good friend of mine, someone that I really admire, is Maxwell Posnicker. And so Max is really cool friend that I've developed here in the Twin Cities, and someone that I know, you know, is paving his own way in the field, and just a really solid group of people, folks. So if you haven't had a chance to go back and listen to some of these episodes, you know, I'd encourage you to do so in your leisurely time on your drive. A lot of folks are listening from their mobile devices, some listening from your cubicle, your office at work. And so it's kind of fun to imagine that. Here's some things to know about our season one. We have had so far, and we still have two episodes to come out, we've had over 700 listens. So that is really, I think, you know, when I imagine the scale and the impact, I wasn't really sure. You know, I don't know about podcasting to the extent that I had some goal in mind, you know. I just said, I just want to create a platform for people to know that they're not alone in this journey. And because I know some of us are, you know, close to being burned out, we've been burned down in the past. I just want you to know that you're not alone. And if it just takes one person sharing their story with you, even if it's over, you know, the radio waves of the podcast system. I'm okay with that because I just want you to know that we're all doing this work in our different ways, and we're all learning and growing together. And so I want people to, you know, be exposed to stories that are raw and authentic, and where we don't have to sugarcoat the fact that this work is challenging and it's not set up for, you know, it's not set up for each of us to thrive and be resilient and succeed. And so I just want to provide resource around your work on a daily basis. And so I hope that you've enjoyed and really been inspired by these people as I am truly inspired by each of them as well. So you have two more episodes to look forward to. I really want to give voice to and just really be vulnerable around the fact that I really fell off with my publishing schedule for the podcast. And I just want to say, you know, I'm sorry about that. And I really sometimes let my technology demons, my queasiness around some of the intricacies of technology really kind of tie me up. And I let my my imposter syndrome really kind of show up in a way that is not productive. So, you know, as much as I'm out there helping folks do their work around resilience and thriving, I myself am doing my work. And so I just want to apologize that I let, you know, my not asking for help around the podcast to let that actually get in the way of you enjoying and having access to these stories. I want to thank the guests who've been on the show because they have been the most patient as well. I mean, you know, Sinclair and Dar, we talked back, you know, in July, I think it was. And, you know, and Bree and Jamie, you know, the same. We talked in the fall. And so I just really want to thank them for their patience and thank you for your patience, because I know, you know, it's sort of I had this aspiration for a weekly podcast. And then it just dropped off. So I know some of you have been like, hey, Sabby, where's that episode? And I really appreciate that accountability. We really need that in our community. So I know I need that in particular. So here's what you have to look forward to in season two. I am, you know, emailing out and texting and, you know, sending messages through all the millions of platforms that we have to people that I know and I value. Because in season two, I really want to focus in on people that are doing scholarly work. And here's what I mean by that before you sort of get triggered into thinking, you know I have my own work to do around this identity and this concept of scholarly, like who's a scholar, right? And we can deconstruct that all day, really. I'm really wanting to uplift the voices and the work of people who are trying to bridge and redefine and sort of actually queer the idea of what it means to do scholarship and to be a scholar in higher education practitioner work. So I'm looking at this intersection of scholarship and practitioner work, who we might call practitioner scholars or scholar practitioners, or we might just call them our colleagues, because that's who they are. We're working alongside them. And I'm thinking of some amazing people, the people that I know that we have talked to already and have interviews recorded are Dr. Durrell, the interviews that I have already recorded are Dr. Terrell Strayhorn, who is prolific, oh my God, at publishing, writing. This person is just all over the place, geographically, in peer-reviewed journals, you know, just publishing chapter after chapter, at work after work, and really uplifts students of color in his work. And so I just had a really amazing conversation with him. We could have talked all day, to be quite honest with you. So look forward to that. That one's going to be episode 12. And then actually today I had the honor of talking with Sean J. Moore and Dr. Brandon Jones, and they are going to be the second episode of this series. And I just really feel honored to even have them in my community now. I was exposed to their work and they honored me by saying yes to being on the interview, which is a little bit rare. You know, if you haven't met someone in person, if you don't have that relationship, it's easy to say, you know, I know what my plate looks like right now. It's kind of full. I'm going to say no. They said yes right away. And so, and they share some really valuable experiences on the episode. I only have two episodes recorded for season two. What I'd love from you, do you have any ideas of people that you want featured, you know, at this intersection of scholarship and practitioner work? You know, those that are uplifting queer and trans student success practices, those that are looking at Black student excellence and Black student success, and those that are embodying the identities and experiences that are historically under-celebrated in our social institutions such as higher education. If you have those folks in mind, those folks that are informing the way that we conduct inquiry and the way that we examine our current practices and, you know, recommend new models and new ways of doing our work, you know, around Indigenous students and so on. Like, who are they? I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your recommendations because, you know, I have my long list of people that I'm like kind of drooling over about being in conversation with them and kind of just geeking out already. You would laugh if you saw my geeking out face. It's all twisty. I don't know why, but I would love to hear from you. So I think the best way to do that, if you want to email me, it's saby@resilientcampus.com, or you could really message me on any one of my platforms. That I know that sounds weird in this social media age, I have to say those things, but you know, I'm on Facebook at Resilient Campus, I'm on Instagram under the same handle, and I'm on Twitter under Resilient Campus as well. So I'd love to hear from you there. You have somebody that you would love to have interviewed on the podcast for season two, message me. I really appreciate your ideas. If you're checking out the blog and you keep track of the Resilient Campus blog, I'm trying to get on a more regular publishing schedule as well. You see, the theme for me is consistency. I really am trying to be consistent. And in my own leadership growth and my development, I know that consistency is somewhere where I need to really intentionally work on. Kaylee Robsham, who is my business coach and my social media coordinator, she's really helping me to build a content plan and a content calendar. So she's really essential to this whole shift that you've seen in increased like newsletters and increased blog posts. So the latest blog post about staying resilient in your job search, that one is just really getting a lot of attention. And I'm so glad, because I'm currently in the job search. And I just want you to know that if you are currently too, I know it's challenging. And so just stay in it, practice your self-care. You know, I talked a little bit about the three M's in this blog post. So check out the Resilient Campus blog for that. And just, you know, keep your self-care and your mental health at the center. Seek access from your mentors. And I really appreciated Jacob Wheeler helped to provide some strategies that he's using in his job search, is to really look into how do we build our capacity and our skills, right? How do we learn new skills while in the job search? So thanks for sharing that, Jacob. That was an awesome piece of advice, guidance, sharing that I think other people need to know as well. So check out Jacob's comment on the blog. Thank you so much for listening in. It's been an honor to promote this platform. And I try not to jump into my podcast interviews too much. It's kind of a battle for me. I have a lot to say, and really just kind of looking at how do I uplift their voices and centralize their experiences has been my goal. So you can get just their raw experiences and voice. And so this bonus episode is really me closing out the season and letting you know that there's two more episodes in this season to look forward to, folks that are on the front lines doing social justice work on college campuses and in higher education contexts. I really hope that you have gotten value from this podcast so far. So again, two call to actions. One, if you know of a scholar practitioner that you would really love to be on the show, go ahead and message me. I would love to hear your advice on that and your recommendations. And two, if you haven't yet, and it takes like 30 seconds to do it, if you love the podcast, I think the biggest way you can support me right now is to go to iTunes and go to Resilient Campus Podcast and give it a however many stars you feel are awesome to represent your perspective. Go ahead and give that review and give as much voice or words to why you like the podcast, what it means for you. So that's my solid two call to actions for you. I hope that you have an amazing weekend. The sun is shining here in Minneapolis with snow on the ground. If very crunchy snow. Stay resilient out there. Keep doing what you're doing. I truly appreciate you.